This is Ozarks at Large. The City of Fayetteville's Parks and Recreation Division is launching a new eSports League next month. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Competitive video gaming, or eSports, has been growing in popularity in recent years. Networks like ESPN2, TBS, and CBS have all broadcast eSports competitions, which can be quite lucrative. At last year's Fortnite World Cup, for example, a 16-year-old won $3 million. Colleges across the country are now offering esports teams, including Henderson State University, which, according to officials, was the first in Arkansas to offer scholarships and dedicated funding for esports. At the University of Arkansas, UARC esports became a club sport in 2018. In 2019, the Arkansas Activities Association launched esports in high schools. Recreation Program Manager Dean Rawlings says social distancing during the pandemic has made this an ideal time for Fayetteville's Parks and Rec Department to start its own esports league.
I've done something like this in the past at kind of previous jobs, but once the pandemic started and things started slowing down, we knew we couldn't run our normal programs. I kind of pitched the idea a while back, and we think heading into the fall when school starts back and the weather starts getting a little colder, this is the right time to kind of launch that.
The first season will feature teams of two competing against each other in the game Rocket League.
We're all playing the same game, but they can play it on any console or platform they have. So if they're playing on the computer, on an Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, anybody can play in the league together and against each other. They'll get matches scheduled, two matches scheduled every week. We'll have the information provided to them on how they need to set their match up with their opponent. They'll just work with whoever they are to set it up and self-report the scores, and we'll keep standings and things like that for them.
The five-week season begins August 20th. Each week, every team will be scheduled for two matches at 7 and 7:30 on Thursday evenings. Each match will be played in a best 2-of-3 format. The season will culminate with a single elimination tournament with prizes awarded to the winning team.
This first league, we're offering it for ages 16 and up. We're going to see how that goes, and hopefully we get the kinks worked out and everything works well. We'll open it up for kids, have like a kids-only league, adults-only leagues, that kind of thing. We do not have a cap on registrations right now. If it gets to that, you know, we don't have to worry about field space. It's all online, but if it got out of hand, we probably just have to cap it or break it into multiple leagues.
The league is free, but Rawlings says the department will likely charge a small fee in the future.
I think we're planning to integrate a small fee eventually. It definitely will not be anything that's going to keep anybody from being able to participate, just to kind of help pay for things like marketing or prizes for the winners, that kind of thing. So we want to try to offer as much as we can. This first one, though, we wanted to get free just to try to really get the word out and really bring in as many people as possible.
Registration is open, and Rawlings says the response has been positive so far.
Yeah, we've got a lot of positive feedback. People are excited that we're kind of branching into this area, and they're hoping that it will continue to grow and add more games. I've gotten a lot of requests like, hopefully you do this game in the future in this game. I love hearing all that feedback. As much as we can get from people to know what the interest is out there and what people want to play.
Additional esports leagues are planned for the fall and will include games like Madden 21, NBA 2K21, and FIFA 21. The deadline to register for the Rocket League season is August 14th. Registration and more information is available at fayetteville-ar.gov/recreation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.